KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for mostly cloudy skies today, a variable breeze, a high around 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In local news, Atlantic Fire and Rescue were called at around 6:44 a.m. today to a rollover accident at 650th and Galveston Road, or just east of Atlantic. Atlantic police were on the scene and said one person suffered some cuts and abrasions to their hand. No other information is currently available. While another convenience store in Council Bluffs has been robbed, police say the White Oak station at 2024 Fifth Avenue was hit around 3:25 a.m. today. Authorities say a white male between 20 and 25 years of age entered the store wearing a black hooded sweatshirt with Mossy Oak written on the front, a black ski mask, and black pants while displaying a black handgun. The suspect left the store on foot eastbound with an undisclosed amount of cash. He was described as being about 5 feet 8 inches tall with an average build, and there were no injuries. That same store was robbed Sunday night by two men, one of whom held a box, whom held a box cutter and the other a table leg. No injuries were reported during that incident. And early Wednesday morning, the Quick Shop at 3632 Avenue G in Council Bluffs was robbed by a man wearing a black hooded sweatshirt with a word Omaha written on the back. Also, he had a black mask and light-colored jeans. He was brandishing a silver handgun. Council Bluffs Police Department is asking anyone with information about those crimes to please call their Criminal Investigations Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Red Oak Police Thursday night arrested a woman from Pottawatomie County. 57-year-old Cindy Jo Snipes of Council Bluffs was arrested a little before 10 p.m. in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue. She was taken into custody for disorderly conduct. Snipes was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 cash bond. Police in Creston arrested a woman late Thursday morning. 33-year-old Carmen K. Watson of Creston was arrested on a violation of protection order charge. Watson was subsequently released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports 33-year-old Laurel Curtis McDonald of Exira was arrested Monday evening, October 22nd, on three counts of child endangerment. The charges were the result of an investigation that took place in the 2000 block of 290th Street. McDonald was released the following day after his appearance before the magistrate. 32-year-old Skylyn Laverne Stevens of Audubon was charged Thursday with 17 counts pertaining to a violation of a no-contact order. Stevens was being held in the Audubon County Jail serving time on an unrelated case. A report of a reckless driver Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man from Cass County. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said just before 10 a.m., a deputy was notified by dispatch of a reckless driver on 290th and Highway 92 driving westbound. The caller then said that the vehicle, a black Jeep, was pulled over in that same area. Upon further investigation, 23-year-old River Dean Pesha Nichols of Griswold was arrested for OWI first offense. An inmate at the Pott County Jail faces additional charges after he allegedly communicated Wednesday with a woman from Atlantic against the rules of an order of protection filed against him. 34-year-old Jeremy Thomas Reed of Omaha was charged with a violation of an order, contempt of court. Bond of the charge was set at $2,000. And a man was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a general purpose complaint in Pottawatomie County after a deputy on patrol and trainer noticed a brown truck traveling eastbound on West Main Street. The vehicle had a defective windshield and damaged rear license plates in violation of Iowa code. The deputy later initiated a traffic stop in the 31,500 block of Highway 92 and arrested the driver, 35-year-old Cody Miller Bintner Kerrigan of Henderson. And deputies in Page County responded to a single vehicle accident Tuesday. The sheriff's office said yesterday that a 2011 United Parcel Service, or UPS, workhorse utility truck driven by 47-year-old Brad Ross of Clarinda was traveling north on F Avenue just before 4 p.m. Tuesday, about 2 miles north of Northboro, when the vehicle drove over a rough spot in the road and went out of control. It eventually came to rest on the passenger side facing northwest in both lanes of travel, blocking the road. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $10,000. No citations were issued. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by COIN Fire and Rescue. In our funeral announcements, Patrick L. Schultz, age 22, of Wyota, died October 19th near Messina. Funeral services for Patrick Schultz will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lorraine Urquhart, age 96, of Stewart, died Monday in Johnston. A memorial service for Lorraine Urquhart will be today at 11 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Lowell Young, age 87, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Specialty Care. Graveside services with military rites for Lowell Young will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Mount Zion Cemetery in Prescott. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ronald Nelson, age 72, of Exira, died October 20th northeast of Atlantic. Funeral services for Ronald Nelson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Alfred Steffen, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Alfred Steffen will take place tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Thomas Henrick, age 58, of Erling, died October 20th at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Tom Henrick will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gordon Jackson, age 89, who's formerly of Panora, died March 12th in Washington State. Memorial services for Gordon Jackson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Dwayne McFadden, age 78, of Urbandale and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne McFadden will be held Sunday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Christina Haley, age 35, of Atlantic and formerly of Arkansas, died October 20th. Cremation has taken place and no local services for Christina Haley are planned. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.